Blog Talk Radio.
Folks say we're all God's children, and maybe we are, I don't know. But sometimes I find that rather hard to believe, and living in a ghetto like I do, you find a little everything going on, all that fussing and fighting and whatnot. When I'm trying to get my rest, really makes it hard for me to believe. But right now, I would just like to tell you about some of the people you might find in my neighborhood. I know a man who curses his brother. I know a man who thinks of no other. Always chasing after money, thinks a poor man is funny, it's hard. Wow, it's hard to believe he's a child of God. Oh yeah. I know a woman who steals from a mother, and that same she gets drunk one day to another. She kicks the kids out in the streets, puts another man under their father's sheets, and I find it hard. Wow, it's hard to believe she's a child of God. Wear a sheet on Monday. They talk about justice and being free, but they are watching lynching so easily. Yes, it's hard. Hey, it's hard to believe they're children of God. Oh yeah, I find it hard to believe right now. Oh yeah, I find it hard to believe.
We welcome you back to KD3TTT Blog Talk Radio. This is yours truly, the King of Kings. Hey, you know me, this is going on my fourth year here. We are over 60,000 plus people that are dialing in from wherever you are. We love you out there. On tonight, I have a special, special guest. I like to call her the Queen of Queens, Norma Gray, but she goes by Apostle Gray. Norma Gray, and she's a busy, busy queen. She's probably making time for me, fitting me in. But, you know, let me know that I'm living right in the eyesight of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, chasing in for life. All the kings out there, y'all know where I'm coming from. I'm just so glad to have King that just was on the earlier show. Love you out there, Baba. And King, peace. I love you, man. I wish you could just say a few words tonight. Just say, you know, peace and love, shalom. Let the people know that he had a radio show called Showing Love, and it was really popping off. But let me tell you something. When we as kings are going through our ups and downs and struggles, we really need real queens and real people in our life, because attitude is your altitude. So figure it out. But I'm just so glad that time is the key to your blessing. We're going to be talking about something very important tonight, coming from the Holy Bible, St. John 11 and 9, and 2 Peter 3 and 8. Is it too late when, is it too late if we miss Jesus' timing? I don't know. Sometimes people don't think Jesus had a timing. What does the Bible say about Jesus Christ and Nazareth's life? Join me with my special guest again. I say Queen Norma Gray, are you ready for the blessings? Now we're going to be talking about, okay, let me give you my few tasks that you might be attracted to. Can people stop your blessings? It's time on your side. Choose you this day. Jesus, did Jesus have a time on earth? Wow. I can remember being, you know what, when you get into the religious circle, people say, I can remember when you was a babe in Christ. But you know, we all are babes because Methuselah was the oldest person that lived on earth, and that was the closest thing for a thousand, being a thousand years old. So I'm going to open up my guest right here, this great Queen Norma. Love you out there, great Queen. How are you on this lovely evening?
I am great, fantastic. If you hear some noise in the background, you are absolutely correct. I am just outside of our NAACP meeting here. Just an incredible meeting we just had. And so, yeah, I am making time to do this. My schedule evolves every day. And so I almost forgot about tonight's show. But I'm here, and a great, great topic. I love to talk about time. You know, God, our Creator, is, as they call, the Father of Time. And it is essential for us to understand the timing of God because, you know, when you really get down to the basics of anything, you know, if you're not in synchronization with God, then you're out of sync. And then anything else that happens is really like throwing darts at a dartboard. So it's really important for those of you that are listening that you got to get in the timing of God. And so I'm really grateful for this topic, and I'm just going to follow your lead tonight.
Queen, you know, you're awesome. You know, I listen to your energy. It's impeccable. And I hate to miss any of her shows. I missed the last show, and I was just like, wow. And I texted her, I was like, I missed your show, you know. And I want definitely in the show, I want you guys to go back and write down all the information. But, you know, when you do the time for Jesus Christ, you have this to do it to the best of your ability and perfection. And
absolutely.
You know, Queen, it's just like when we go into the Bible, let's get the scriptures out the way, because sometimes when we as believers, I like to say people who know believers, you're a believer, you're on the border edge of being kind of changed, but you know you can't be changed. And what we know for Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jesus was a Savior, and Christ was just the anointing, and Nazarene represented the word of life. But the timing, we said in St. John 11:9, there hours in the day. And, you know, when you look at way terrible for the people, like, maybe you need to put me on mute and bring you back to me.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, and then I'll cue you back in. But when we was like St. John 11:9, Jesus was telling us, is there not 12 hours of a day? And then when we went to 2 Peter 3 and 8, he said, a day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as a day. So if we yet live a whole day, it's a thousand years. None of us, great queen, is a thousand years old. So let's just do the condensing of time. So a half of a day is 6 hours, which would be 500 years. None of us is 500 years. I don't think so. Now, maybe there's some people in Transylvania, whatever, Dracula and all this kind of stuff, werewolves. But, you know, just being a little humorous. But 500 years is a day is 6 hours, which is 500 years. And then break that down, because we're not 500 years old. Break that down, half of that, which is 3 hours, which is 250 years. We are not there. So we break that down to an hour and 45 minutes, which is 150 years, which we're not there also. I may have it off, but I'm thinking, you go back and do the math. So most of us are at the point of 45 minutes to 30 minutes in our struggles in our daily life. Great Queen, I'm going to bring you back in. And how do you, I know you're busy and you deal with so many people on a daily basis. And I want the people to understand that you could be in relationships, you could be in business, you could be in your own life struggles. But if you don't understand the timing of Jesus Christ and Nazareth, wow, can you miss your blessing?
You absolutely can miss it. You know, let me see if I can put it in its most simplest term. You know, you got to understand that God is not obligated to work. When you go back to just understanding the Gregorian calendar that we call January, February, March, April, May, so on and so on, year 2015 is man's timing. And so much of what we do is based on man's timing. So in order for us to really not miss God, then you got to understand God's timing. And so in order to do that, you have to get synchronized with God. And so it's important. I can't even tell you. It goes down to whether or not, you know, your business is successful. It goes whether or not your relationship is successful. It goes down to whether a conversation is successful. It goes down to whether or not this broadcast is successful. As you were saying, that, you know, our timing and being able to compliment one another on your program must show that the favor of God. And that just goes to tell you that when you are operating and doing something that is in God's timing, it will always come out the way it's supposed to be. And so it's important. We understand why people feel like your prayers are not being answered. It's not that God's not answering your prayer. You're not in the timing of God. You're asking God to send you a king, send you a queen, give you a business. It's not that God is, you know, ignoring you or that God is unconcerned. You're asking for something that's out of time, that's out of sync. And when we get in sync with God, you know, that scripture that you read goes on to say, you know, that we measure time by, you know, seasons and all these other kind of things. But God's measurement of time is completely different from ours. And so you really got to spend time and understanding the master of it all, the master of time. So, I mean, I could really, you know, we can go on and on, but I'm gonna allow you to chime in here on some of the things that I just shared.
Oh, Queen, that is beautiful. I mean, I could just sit here and just allow your words to minister to me, because you can feel truth. You can feel truth, and you can feel a woman that is seasoned in her words. And I think a lot of times when we talk about timing, we read Proverbs 31 about the virtuous woman. But the virtuous woman, it's based upon how you prepare yourself in time, seasons, and you put it very, 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 very professively, where we're talking about spring, summer, fall, and winter. And I found out through my travels, when I used to be, I'll tell people like this, Queen, I used to want to be a wonder. When I was in my mid-20s, and I preached my first sermon at 12 years old, which was 40 years ago and a few months. And I didn't know what was going on in my life. I was 12 years old. And we read the Bible, timing. We read the Bible, and we look at what Abraham took his son up on a mountain. You follow me, Queen?
Abraham took his son up on the mountain.
Now, if you have children, I have two sons, it's grown. And if I took my son up on a mountain and took a knife and said, I'm going to stab you, in this dispensation of time, what would that be called? Child abuse. But the traumatization upon that son will never, I mean, do you understand? We read the Bible, but we don't understand what is really going on. You know, Isaac was messed up from that point on. My dad was going to kill me. Can you imagine if your dad and your mom was finna kill you? How would you function after that? The child. And you know, so when I had to say that because when we were talking about timing, you were saying something very potent and key, very potent and key. Seasons, and it's four. And four represents north, south, east, and west. Timing, did Jesus have a timing? When you go into the book of Acts, he said he dwelled among them 40 fallible days. 40 represents probation, a waiting period. Then he dwelled among them 7 days, and then he had to wait 3 days to be crucified. So that's 50, Pentecost. You know, timing is so key. And then I had to understand, you know, that when you are actually on a path for Jesus Christ, when you're actually doing something that he's delegating you to do, Apostle, I'm so humbled just to have you because I see your humility, and humility bring a lot of pain, and we take a lot of things off people that we shouldn't. And I want to share with the people to the best of our ability from our experience and your travels and my travels, timing, if you miss it, you will pay a price. And I just, I didn't understand it until Jesus began to reveal that to me. And then, like you said, you have to be synchronized. Nice. Like when I grew up in Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, PAW, where, you know, apostolic doctrine, and you couldn't even wear your shoe toes out. You couldn't have nothing on. And I asked the bishop today, why do you let these queens wear these tight clothes? Why do you let them disgrace themselves like that? And they say, well, Doc, if I didn't let them do it, I wouldn't have a member. Well, you don't have a member if you're sacrificing their souls. So I wanted to talk to you about that tonight from a queen perspective, how our women are really being hurt. And, you know, two things, queen. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to come right back to you. Think about this. Two things that a queen cannot stand: abandonment and loneliness. She's a beautiful specimen. Every man upon the face of the earth want our queens. But guess what? You can't have them because they belong to our father, Ish. Rah. Yeah, we'll be right back.
All is fair in love. Love the crazy game. Two people about to stay in love is one, they say. But all is changed with time, the future none can see, the road you leave behind, ahead lies mystery. So cold. take a stand to write the words again that all in love is said. A writer takes a stand to write the words again that all in love is said.
Right here on KD3 Triple T Blog Talk Radio. This is yours, the King of Kings, coming to you once again. I know that you probably been wondering where I've been in the last few months, but you know, sometimes when you're building, you just have to take some time for yourself. I'm going to come right back into my lovely guest, this great queen, Norma Gray. And just before the show go off, she's going to tell you a little bit about herself, how you can contact her. She has a beautiful social website, and definitely we need to plug into that. But getting right back to it, Queen, welcome back on the show, and I thank you for availing yourself to be used as that instrument that Christ wants to use in the 21st century. I'm just stuck on the prophetic timing of what's going on in our lives today.
Mm-hmm.
Come on back.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you said so much right before the break, and so I'm going to really do my best to address each and every one of them. But one of the things I just want the listeners to know about getting, you know, in sync with God, again, even if we're dealing with, you know, the four seasons, you gotta understand this, that with God, you know, he doesn't deal in 24 hours in a day. He doesn't deal with 12 months in a year. He doesn't deal with winter, spring, summer, and fall. You know, whatever God says is now, is now. And whenever God speaks a season, it is that season. You know, Jesus talked about that, you know, that, you know, we judge when we should plant, when we should do certain things, and that's right there in the book of St. John. But when, you know, when God says today, it is today. So we really need to understand that. We need to really grasp our minds around that. And the only way you're going to be able to really grasp that is to spend time with the one who is time. And so let me just say that to those of you that are listening, that you really have to wrap your mind around the fact that it is God who is the originator of time, and he's the only one that can put time in perspective for you. And as it relates to what's going on, you know, in our churches, as it relates to, you know, queens, what you said is absolutely the truth. You know, a woman, a queen definitely wants to be protected. You know, she wants to be honored. She wants to be respected. She definitely does not want to be lonely, and she definitely does not want to be abandoned. And so there are a lot of issues that we deal with that are relative to, again, backs up to the time. You know, the time that most queens are being developed. You know, they're not being taught because their teachers are out of time, they're out of sync, and so therefore it just perpetuates this whole entire cycle of everything being out of sync and being out of timing and being out of alignment. And so where we are now, what it is absolutely going to take, it's going to take individuals like yourself, individuals like me, who really understand what time it is and make a definite shift. There's definitely got to be a shift to get back. And, you know, I tell people it's like this. If you've ever been driving a car and you missed your exit, and you got a split second to determine whether you're going to go way out the way or whether you're going to make this really, really quick right turn so that you don't miss your exit. And so when you make that split second decision and you take that hard right, everything in the car shifts, everything. I mean, it's disheveled, it's da-da-da-da, but you're back on track. And this is what it's going to take in this season. It is going to take some of us to make a hard right, to make a hard turn, to get in the proper direction. And so when leaders begin to understand that I would rather have one member of a congregation, I'd rather be struggling with one member who is living their destiny and fulfilling their dreams and living according to Scripture than to have a church full of ill-dressed women and promiscuous men. It is going to take that type of hard right, getting back in the timing of God, where then everything else will begin to line up. You know, there are churches, listen, there are billion-dollar churches. I've never heard of such a thing. You got, you know, 1,000 members in your congregation, but yet the church is getting ready to foreclose. That makes no sense. How that doesn't compute. You know why? It's because they're out of the synchronization of God. They're out of the timing of God. And so it really is going to take, if you don't remember anything else I say to your listening audience tonight, remember this, that those of you that are in the know, those that are in the now, in the scripture, the Bible talks about, you know, the noon, and noon means now. N-O-O-N in the Hebrew means now. It's the word now. We've got to get in the noon of time. We've got to get in the now of time and make those hard decisions. It's going to make some things shift. It's definitely going to make some things shift. Some things are going to be, you know, they're going to be thrown off. But you definitely got to get in the timing of God. I'm sorry, I heard somebody in the background, but I'm going to stop talking right now.
No, I was cheering you on, and I was just saying, go ahead. I said apostle, but I want to give you the highest grades I can give you, the queen of queens. I want to just, because apostle came in during the times of the Gentiles, but I think we have to understand our kings have to step up and teach our queens that they are queens, and there's some out of queen of queens. Oh, we got some kings want to touch bases with you tonight, but they on the line and they're raising their hands. But you know, queen, I just can't. Your expertise and the things that you desire, I can feel your energy, and I can feel that these are things that we need. Let me open the line up for about 30 seconds right here. King, peace, shalom, shalom. How are you tonight?
Shalom, shalom, great king. How are you and the queen?
Oh, I'm so excellent. You know, you hear this great queen on there. She kicking this knowledge to us, and you know, Detroit is out there pretty cold tonight, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty cold tonight. It's actually been warmer than it's usually been in the wintertime, but tonight is a little nippy.
Wow. This is one of the queens I've been telling you about, King Peace. But go ahead, speak what's on your mind, and we can talk later.
Well, I'm blown away, King. You know, even your show earlier, you know, I love that show too. But this one is definitely going good. And the Queen, definitely on here, she's definitely kicking it. And, yeah, you know, I really, I guess I would say that, yeah, I definitely agree. It's only now. Time is an illusion, you know. And if you get caught up in that, then it's, you know, you're not in God's time, like she said, because time doesn't exist to God. You know what I'm saying? God creates time. God makes time. You know, so that's what I would say about the whole thing. And I definitely agree that it's only now, and we got to do what we got to do now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow,
I concur.
You got about 10 seconds. King, I love you. I'm cutting you off. Go ahead, Queen, about 10 seconds.
I was going to say thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show. Those of you that want to connect with me, my network is angministries.com, angministries.com. It is the newest social network. Go meet me there. We'd love to continue this dialogue there. Thank you again so much.
And I'm definitely going to be one of the support this great queen with everything that I have, and I have everything because the Father is everything. Queen, I love you. Thank you so much. And I never heard your number till tonight, and we'll touch bases later on tonight. I love you, and you know, people, all you have to do is serve the Father. We love you. We out of here. Peace and love.
Just But I know